Good evening, everyone. So I believe everyone is now present, so we'll make a start on this Policy and Resources Committee meeting of the 8th of February 2018. The first item on the agenda is the emergency evacuation procedure. I can confirm that there are no planned test fire alarms this evening, and if the alarm does go off, it is for real. Please exit by your nearest fire exit, which for those at the back is to the rear, and those towards the front is just behind us here. Okay, thank you. So we'll now go on to agenda item 2, which is apologies for absence. Nikki, please can you brief members on apologies received?
Yes, Chairman, we have apologies from Councillor Wainwright, Councillor Windrush is substituting, and from Councillor Potter.
Thank you. So we'll now move on to agenda item 3, which is the minutes of the last Policy and Resources meeting held on Thursday the 23rd of November 2017, which are outlined on pages 3 to 8 of your agenda papers. As Chairman of the Committee, I move the minutes as a correct record. That is seconded by the Vice Chairman. Do members wish to comment on the minutes? No, in which case we will proceed to the vote.
Chairman, that is 7 votes for and 2 abstentions.
Thank you. Therefore, it is carried. We'll now move on to receive the recommendations from the working parties. So I'll take each working party one by one. So the first one is agenda item 5, which is to consider the recommendations of the Resources Working Party held on the 18th of January 2018, outlined on pages 9 to 10 of your agenda papers. As chairman of that working party, I move the recommendations. Is that seconded? Thank you, Councillor Arnold. Do members wish to discuss the recommendations? No, in which case we will proceed to the vote.
Chairman, that's unanimous.
Thank you.
No, there's only 8 votes. 8 recorded, so yes, it hasn't. Do you want to try again?
Sorry, yes, please, thank you. Sorry, yes, that's a correction, Chairman. It's 8 votes for and 1 abstention.
Okay. I think we really do need to have an agreed principle for retaking votes, because whilst it's only the recommendations of the Resources Working Party, we have had instances in the past where such re-votes have been highly controversial. We'll pick that up offline. Okay, so moving on to the next item, which is to consider the recommendations of the Corporate Peer Challenge Improvement Plan Working Party held on the 18th of January 2018, outlined on pages 11 to 12 of the agenda papers. I had to depart this working party early due to ill health, so the Vice Chairman will move the recommendations.
I will move the recommendations for agenda item 6 from the Resources Working Party, Corporate Peer Challenge Improvement Plan. No, the Resources Working Party, beg your pardon.
So the
Corporate Peer Challenge Improvement Plan. I'll get it right in a minute.
Okay, so that's seconded by Councillor Mrs. Cowling. Councillor Oxley, you have signalled your intent to speak.
Yeah, I'd like to move an amendment to the decision. The actual words that were used in the proposal are not those reflected there. I'd just like to propose an amendment. which reads that the Resources Working Party is to review the Peer Challenge Improvement Plan to clarify the strategic aims and identify the underpinning objectives requiring action by members, a document to be produced for discussion with and input from group leaders before a final version is produced. It's a slight change to the what's there.
Okay. So is that seconded? And just to confirm, it is in relation to the corporate peer challenge improvement plan?
It is, yes.
Okay. So that's seconded by Councillor Arnold. Do members wish to speak on the amendment? Councillor Mrs. Burr.
I'm a little bit disappointed that it says that in the amendment about the group leaders, where in this decision it says all group leaders, members of and all group leaders. So I just feel that I wouldn't be as involved as I would like.
Councillor Oxley, I'll come back for you to clarify on your amendment because I thought it's including group leaders.
Sorry, for discussion with and input from group leaders. So group leaders are still involved in that.
They are involved, but they're not on the group.
Indeed. I mean, all I'm doing is, I think that's what I proposed on the night, is what I've just read to you. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, it's not about shooting anybody out. It's simply about some work being done before rather than a bigger group.
So just to confirm, this committee did appoint members to be on the Corporate Peer Challenge Improvement Plan Working Party. That was made at the first meeting of this committee last year, and the New Independents put forward their members. Should you believe that you're best positioned to represent the New Independent group, Councillor Mrs. Burr, on this working party, it remains open for you to suggest changes to the composition of that working party. But we did decide as a committee which members sit on that, and it's open for you as a group to decide who represents you. Do any of the members wish to speak? No, in which case we will proceed to the vote.
Chairman, that's eight votes for and one against.
Please bear with us while we just sort out the voting machine.
We're clearly having some difficulties with our voting system.
If that record is not correct, please speak now. Okay, in which case the amendment was carried, so we will now vote on the substantive recommendations. Councillor Cowling, Councillor Earp, and Councillor Windrus, have you voted?
Yeah. I did, yeah.
Cowling's come up.
You're up now.
Chairman, that is eight votes for and one against.
Thank you. I am still waiting for a comment from the back about the voting system.
I'm writing it down.
We'll now proceed to agenda item 7, which is to consider the recommendations of the Grants Working Party held on the 22nd of January 2018. Councillor Arnold, as chairman of that working party, I ask you to move the recommendations.
I would like to remove the recommendations of the Grants Working Party, agenda item 7 on page 13.
Thank you.
Before you go any further, I'm going to participate in this vote.
Microphone.
Sorry, I'm not going to participate in this vote. And you can blame me for not having read my agenda properly, but I now see that the Pickering Recreation Ground, it is specifically for the function room refurbishment, and I think I have a financial interest in the refurbishment of that room. So I'm going to leave the room while you take the vote.
Okay, thank you.
Does anybody want to ask any questions? Who's going to second it? Second?
I'll second it.
Does anybody want to ask any questions? No. We'll take it to the vote then, please. Thank you.
Chairman, that is 7 votes for and 1 abstention.
Thank you. So we'll wait for Councillor Cowling to resume her position before we crack on. Okay, so agenda item 8 is urgent business. I can confirm that there is no urgent business this evening. Agenda item 9 is declarations of interest. Do any members have any interest to declare under the Code of Conduct regime? I can confirm that there is a dispensation in place for anyone who pays council tax in relation to agenda item 8, which is a financial strategy, so there is no need to declare a declaration. Mrs. Arnold.
Yes, sorry, Chairman. Like I normally do, I'll just declare that I am a North Yorkshire County Councillor if anything does come up on the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Mrs. Arnold. Do any of the members wish to declare an interest? No, in which case we will proceed to agenda item 10, delivering the council plan, which is outlined on pages 17 to 34 of your agenda papers. Okay. So, as chairman of this committee, I will move the officer. I'll move to note this report. Is that seconded?
Yes.
Okay. Do members wish to ask any questions on the report? Okay. So, in which case, because we've moved and seconded to note the report, we'll now proceed to the vote.
Chairman, that is unanimous.
Thank you. We'll now move on to the next agenda item, which is the financial strategy for the fiscal year 2018-19, which is outlined on pages 35 to 86 of your agenda papers. Before I move the recommendation, I wish to give members an update on the final settlement, which was announced earlier this week by the Secretary of State. It is good news for Rydal District Council in that we are to receive an additional £113,000 in Rural Services Delivery Grant. So the government announced that they're going to plough an extra £16 million more into funding rural authorities, of which Rydal gains significantly as one of the most rural districts within the country. That will obviously go a long way to help alleviate some of the significant cost savings that we've got to make and the pressures that we are facing. So it is good news. And I think we all acknowledge that the cost of delivering services within rural areas is far greater than that in urban areas. And so it's great news that the government has acknowledged this fact. And I also thank our Member of Parliament for his lobbying in this area, which appears to have done the job on this occasion. Do members have any questions to ask in relation to the financial strategy? Councillor Mrs. Burr.
Just on what you've said, actually, Chairman. Yeah, sounds like good news. Could I just ask, I haven't done the maths, so pro rata to the population of Rydal, how much is that per population?
About £2 per person. Any further questions? Councillor Mrs. Cowling.
Yeah. Sorry, Pete, I can't remember how much new homes bonus we were expecting for 18-19, and I believe it's been announced today, the amount that we're getting.
Yeah, the amount we're getting in yours bonus is £964,000, and that's reduced significantly from last year.
Yeah.
Because we had those interim measures as we introduced a new homes bonus scheme. So we're now on a full four-year scheme with a 0.4% threshold. So we only earn new homes bonus above that level of increase in the council tax base. So the figure's £964,000, and it is a little bit more than we anticipated in the medium-term financial plan.
Thank you. Any further questions on the financial strategy? In which case, as chairman of this committee, I will move the financial strategy, which is seconded by the vice chairman. Before we move into the debate, I understand the vice chairman wishes to move an amendment which is quite pertinent to the discussion.
Everybody got a copy. Yeah, we don't. The amendment to the financial strategy is to increase the Rural Service Delivery Income Grant budget by £113,020 and to transfer this sum into the new homes bonus reserve, given the need to invest to deliver future savings. To amend the DWP Housing Benefit Administration Grant income budget by £27,570 from £128,000 to £155,570 to reflect the DWP's grant award issued on the 5th of February 2018, and to increase the benefit service expenditure budget by the same amount to reflect the additional work placed on the service, and to update the financial strategy and medium-term revenue forecast to reflect these changes.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Arnold. I will second that amendment. Do members wish to speak on the amendment? Councillor Mrs. Cowling.
I keep forgetting to turn that on. Just one question, really. Has the amendment been discussed with Peter And is he happy with the amendment? What are the financial implications? Question really for Peter more than you.
Just to confirm, this amendment has been very much drafted by the Chief Financial Officer.
Thank you.
Councillor Mrs. Burr.
So I'm quite new to this particular committee, so if I could ask a question to Pete in layman's terms, Pete, what does that actually mean, please? Why are we doing that?
It means since the provision. It means that we've worked to deliver a balanced budget for 18-19 based on the figures including the provisional settlement. So since that date, there have been two changes. One is the additional rural services delivery grant, and one is the extra funding. And a lot of that's new burdens funding from DWP in recognition of the extra work that they're expecting us to do around universal credits and discretionary housing payments. So there are two items that have come along since the provisional settlement, and this is just dealing with those two items. So the first one, the big figure, the 113,000, recognises that we'll get that extra income, and because we've already delivered a balanced budget based on the provisional figures, we're putting that money into reserves. And the second one recognises the additional, we worked out an estimate around the amount of grant we'll get from DWP. We expected a reduction. It actually went up slightly, but that was linked to some new burdens work that we needed to take on. So again, it's just addressing the fact that we've got more income from DWP and that we need to put more resource into funding that extra burden that the DWP have put on us.
Thank you. Any further questions on the amendment? Do members wish to debate this amendment? No, in which case, as it is moved and seconded, we will proceed to the vote.
Chairman, that's 8 votes for and 1 abstention.
Thank you. Do members wish to speak on this item? No, in which case, just before we proceed to the vote, I just wish to pass comment myself, which is that there's no doubt that funding for local authorities is extremely difficult at the moment, and we are having to do an awful lot to balance the books. We face difficult decisions, and an awful lot of work has been done by the officers of this council to restructure our services so that we provide better value and work in a more efficient manner. And the fact that on the whole, services have not been cut by the same proportion by the reduction in income is to be absolutely commended. What I think sometimes what you don't do is actually really important, and you will note that this evening an amendment has not come forward to increase council tax by 3%. You'll have seen in the news today that there is uproar with certain media institutions about the burden that is placing on taxpayers. And the fact that our financial plan has been based on £5, and we are confident at being able to deliver that, despite it being extremely difficult, means that we are in a position whereby we do not need to increase the burden on the taxpayer. Now, I'm sure we may have this debate again at the council meeting at the end of February, and the fact that one of the main opposition parties is not represented on this committee means that that's perhaps maybe a delay in such an amendment coming forward. But we are approaching the financial storm ahead from a position of strength, and we have got firm a firm financial footing, so that is to be commended. Okay? So we'll now proceed to the vote.
Chairman, that's 8 votes for and 1 abstention.
Thank you. So the recommendation as amended is carried, and that will go on to Council at the end of this month. The next two agenda items are exempt, so there should now be an item to move exemption. Before I do that, however, I think it would be useful to clarify the exact reasons why we are being asked to go into exempt, which Pete, could I ask you to confirm, please? Because I am always of the opinion that wherever possible, debate should be held in public, because ultimately this council is owned by the public and we are funded from taxpayers. So I think in the interest of transparency and openness, we should always strive to debate the issues in a public forum. So I would just like confirmation on the exact reasons. I don't know if the interim chief executive wishes to interject.
We've highlighted that these parts should move into exempt because of the sensitive nature of some of the information, particularly around the information disclosed in terms of some of our public sector partners, the police, for example, and some of the other organisations that are in there.
Okay. Do any members wish to move that we go exempt?
Yes, I'd like to move that we move go into exempt.
Thank you. Is that seconded? Okay. I certainly agree that in terms of divulging partner information, that is something we should not be doing. It did occur to me whether we could perhaps have a debate on certain items in public and restrict certain items from the agenda papers. That, because of the nature of agenda item 13, that will certainly be possible perhaps when we go into council, and it's something I'll look at as chairman of this committee. But given how the agenda papers are currently outlined, it's probably prudent to go into exempt. So I'll be supporting that motion. But like I said, I do think we need to be very careful about these things. Do any of the members wish to speak? Councillor Mrs. Burr.
Yeah, I actually agree with you when you say that everything needs to be as open and as transparent as it can be, because there is obviously a genuine feeling that not everything is out on the table. And whilst I understand why we're going exempt, because to protect other bodies, but that might have been prudent to prepare this report in a slightly different way, so that the majority of it could have been open to the public rather than taking the whole in exempt. So I don't particularly like going into exempt, and I would have been happier if we would have dealt with it in a different way.
Do any other members wish to speak? In which case, we'll proceed to the vote and go and exempt.
Chairman, that's 7 votes. Excuse me, 7 votes for, 1 against, and 1 abstention.
Thank you.